Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today, as I come every day, from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V. Today is Tuesday of the fifth week of Easter, May 5th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. John. John writes, Jesus said to his disciples, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. In the quiet hours before dawn, a hospital corridor hums with a strange mixture of stillness and urgency. Machines beep softly behind closed doors. A nurse walks quickly, then slows, then pauses. In one room, a man lies awake, staring at the ceiling. The diagnosis came yesterday. His world, once ordered and predictable, now feels fragile, uncertain. He whispers into the dim light, Lord, where are you now? It is into places like this, to hearts like this and ours, that Jesus speaks the words we hear today from the Gospel of John. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. These words are not spoken in comfort, but intention, not in a moment of calm, but on the eve of the cross. Jesus is preparing his disciples for his departure, for confusion, for fear, and yet he speaks of peace. But not just any peace. My peace I give you. The world offers a kind of peace. It is the peace of circumstances lining up just right. It's the peace of having enough money, enough health, enough control. It is the peace that depends on everything going according to plan. And we know how fragile that peace is. One phone call can shatter it. One diagnosis can unravel it. One betrayal can dissolve it. The world's peace is real, but it is temporary. It rests on conditions that are always shifting. Jesus offers something entirely different. His peace does not come from control, but from communion, not from certainty about the future, from trust in the Father, not from avoiding suffering, but from knowing that suffering is not the end. His peace is the calm at the center of the storm, not the absence of the storm itself. Think of the disciples. After Jesus speaks these words, everything seems to fall apart. He is arrested, he is crucified, they scatter, they hide, fear grips them. And yet something changes. After the resurrection, they are not the same men. Fear does not disappear overnight. It no longer rules them. They carry within them a deeper steadiness, a quiet courage. The peace of Christ has taken root. This peace is not loud, does not announce itself, is often hidden like a flame cupped in the hands. You see, it is in a mother's who keeps praying even when her child has wandered far. You see it in a priest who walks with his people through grief, even as he carries his own. You see it in a dying man who, though afraid, trusts himself to God and whispers, Into your hands. This is the peace of Christ. Here is the hard truth. We do not receive this peace by avoiding fear, by bringing our fear to Him. Do not let your hearts be troubled, Jesus says, not as a command to suppress emotion, but as an invitation to trust. The heart will be troubled. Life ensures that. We do not have to let that trouble become our master. We can hand it over. We can say, Lord, I am afraid, but I place this fear in your hands. We can say, Lord, I do not understand, but I trust that you are here. We can say, Lord, I cannot see the way, but you are the way. And slowly, quietly, his peace begins to settle in us, not all at once, not perfectly, but truly. Story of a man who survived a terrible storm at sea. When asked afterwards what he remembered most, he did not speak first of the crashing waves or the howling wind. He said, I remember that in the middle of it, I realized the ship had a captain, and it wasn't me. That realization changed everything. So it is with us. The peace of Christ comes when we remember that we are not alone in the storm, and we are not in charge of the sea. Christ is with us. Christ is guiding us. Christ has already passed through death and come out the other side. And so we can live not without fear, but without being ruled by it. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. This is not a parting gift. It is a living presence. It is Christ Himself dwelling within us. And that peace, His peace, stays forever. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you know how easily our hearts become troubled. You see the fears we carry, the burdens we hide, the uncertainties that weigh upon us. You do not promise us a life without storms, but you promise to be with us in every storm. Give us your peace, not the fragile peace of this world, but the deep and abiding peace that comes from you. Teach us to trust you when we are afraid, to surrender what we cannot control, to rest in your presence. Let your peace take root in our hearts, so that no matter what comes, we may live as your people, steady, faithful, and unafraid. For you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others in your life and invite all of your friends to join us here each day in my hermitage when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.